asking him to turn tonight to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. For a few weeks we have been trying to talk about spiritual warfare. And tonight I'd like to finish with some things that the Lord has placed on my heart for just a little bit tonight. We'll probably not take the little bit to not be real lengthy, but really I don't think I'll be telling you anything new, but reminding you of some things tonight in the Word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul has been writing to the church in Ephesus, trying to encourage them and remind them of what they have in Christ. But Paul realizes that Ephesus wasn't an easy place to live and serve the Lord. Paul had been their pastor there in days past for around 3 years. And the first time that the Apostle Paul arrived in Ephesus, Paul began to preach, and people began to respond and be saved. But Ephesus was the center of the worship of the goddess Diana. And as people were being saved, those that were making money and making those idols, they got all out of sorts and caused an uproar in the city. And it created a lot of problems. So Paul realized serving God, there wasn't an easy place. But I remind you tonight, serving the Lord anywhere isn't easy. It doesn't matter if you're in the city or in the country. Serving God is not an easy thing anywhere in our day. So Paul is reminding him to put on the armor of God, to face evil times, to face the attacks of the enemy, to face the struggles of life. And Paul had said that you're to put on the whole armor. Paul says every piece is important. To the Roman soldier in that day, as they got equipped for battle, they realized every part of the armor was important to wear. So Paul realizes the same thing as a child of God. So is telling them, put on the whole armor of God. But as he's about to end, Paul says in verse 18, Paul says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The Apostle Paul begins to talk about prayer, and that is how he ends up talking about the armor of God. Paul didn't really say that prayer was a piece of the armor, but it's like Paul is saying that you and I, as soldiers of the cross, have something else that Roman soldiers don't have. Yes, soldiers have helmets, breastplates, shoes, some with spikes. They have shields. And Paul says you and I have the privilege of prayer. When Paul says in verse 18, the word praying, Paul is describing simply talking to the Lord. I am so thankful tonight that we have the privilege to talk to the Lord in prayer. I'm thankful tonight that we have a direct prayer link in heaven. All you realize, hey, a Roman soldier might be in the battlefield with thousands of other soldiers, and he might have a problem, and he might not be able to find the commander, might not be able to find the captain or general of the army to tell him what was wrong. But aren't you glad tonight that you and I don't have to wonder or worry, that we're able to bow on our knees at any time and talk to the commander-in-chief? Paul, matter of fact, Paul says, praying always. Now, when he says praying always, Paul wasn't saying literally, always be on your knees, always have your eyes closed, always talking to God the Father. But when he says praying always, Paul is saying, like he has at other occasion, about being instant in prayer, always realize prayer is available. Always realize at any moment that you can pause and pray unto God. There's so many times that I'm busy and doing things. All of a sudden, some request of prayer crosses my mind, and I can pause for just a moment and breathe a word of prayer, asking God to help in a need. There are times that I'm doing something around the house, and while I'm doing it, I'm just talking to God. There are times riding down the highway, I don't close my eyes, but I just talk to the Lord. That is what Paul has in mind. Always be ready to pray. Praying always. I believe he's saying always having prayer a final part of your life. Don't let a day go by but what you spend some time in prayer unto God. But then he talks about the persistence of prayer that we were just saying. Paul talks thoroughly about the pattern of prayer. He says, with all prayer and supplication. The word prayer is a word that indicates prayer in general. Paul is saying that we ought to just pray about some general things. Help you understand. Prayer like this involves thanksgiving, involves adoration and worship to God the Father. That ought to always be part of our prayers. It is a good thing when you pray just to magnify Him, just to worship Him, just to thank Him for who He is and all He does in our lives. But then Paul uses that word supplication. That's talking about specific prayers. That would involve praying about particular needs or burdens, interceding for somebody else, seeking the Lord's help or strength in some area of life. So what Paul is describing is not just praying over a meal. Paul isn't just saying, pray how I lay me down to sleep. But Paul is saying, let prayer prayer be a vital part of our lives. Pray thanksgiving to God. Pray worship to God. Pray adoration to God. But then tell Him what's on your heart. Tell Him about burdens. Tell Him about needs. Just pour it all out to God. I want to tell you, Satan would love to hinder our prayer life. Oh, he'll get your mind and your heart distracted. I couldn't tell you how many times I've gotten down to pray alone in the study. And I've been praying but a moment or two. And the devil will run something through my mind, saying that my mind, don't forget, if you pray to take care of this, you really need to do that. That's important. And maybe it is. But at that moment, the most important thing is talking to God. And Satan loves to hinder our minds in prayer. But then next, notice the power of prayer. Paul said to him, the Spirit. In other words, we're not alone when we pray, but we have the Holy Spirit's assistance. I'll be honest tonight. Sometimes my prayers can be scattered. Sometimes I can even pray selfishly. Sometimes I pray with the wrong motivation and the wrong attitude. Maybe you won't admit it, but I will, because I do at times. But Paul says in Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Paul is saying sometimes our prayers just aren't what they ought to be. But the Spirit helps us in our weakness, our infirmities. There's times I don't know what to ask as I ought. But the Holy Spirit takes my heart, takes my thoughts, takes my prayers, presents them to the Father, and says, Father, this was what's in His heart. This is what He really desires. This is what He really needs. Oh, I am so thankful that He can take our feeble efforts and present them to the Father. But then notice the perception of prayer. Paul says, watching, staring with all perseverance. It's the idea of being alert, attentive, ready at all times. You see, a good soldier is always on alert. You remember when Jesus prayed in the garden. He took Peter, James, and John a little farther. Said, watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. Jesus went and prayed, came back and found them asleep, and said, could you not watch with me one hour? Jesus was saying, be constantly on guard, persevere in your prayers. Why? Because Satan will discourage your heart about your prayers. I have prayed about some things in my life, and it seemed no answer is gonna come. And the old enemy passed by my heart and then said, why don't you just give up? That ain't never gonna happen. That isn't ever going to change. But Paul says, watching with all perseverance, don't give up. Be patient in your prayers. God is hearing. God is listening. So be persevering in your prayers. But then lastly, notice the partnership of prayer. Paul said, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Paul is reminding us that we're not in the battle alone. Paul is saying you are not the only one fighting battle. You're not the only one facing the enemies. You're not the only one with a hurting heart. You're not the only one that carries burdens. Paul said we all do. As the saints of God. So Paul is saying, pray one for another. Make supplication for all the saints. Hold up each other to God. I have said it on other occasions. I say it again tonight. There have been times in the day that all of a sudden out of the blue, somebody comes to my mind, and it would be easy to say, well, I just happened to think of them. But I believe this. So often, God puts them in our mind because they need somebody to pray for them. I've often thought, you never know what that individual may be going through. They may be in the midst of temptation. They may be facing a trial. They may be dealing with sickness. And God brought them to my mind. So I would stop and pray for them. Don't ever take lightly when God brings somebody to your heart. So Paul ends up talking here about spiritual warfare by talking about the importance of prayer. Praying for one another. Paul even said in the next verse about praying for me, he said. Paul said, I need your prayers. We all need each other's prayers. Holding up one another in prayer to God. Some thoughts on prayer tonight. Hope that something in the course of these weeks of study on spiritual warfare has been a help and a challenge to your heart.